It takes a whole bottle for me to get buzzed, so.
Yeah? Shit.
Yeah, you mean like Josh? Chug the whole bottle.
Okay, man. I'm not that crazy. Josh, chug the Josh
original,
is actually crazy.
The original one.
I can't do that.
So gross.
Because my gag reflex is so bad.
I don't get how he did the, like, I understand,
I don't
like,
get
the
how
peach
he did
one.
It.
You know,
he did too. He chugged
but
the
original
one.
Is
I was
gross.
Like, I can't do that.
Dude. You know, like, you see those videos on Facebook and Instagram and shit where people chug, like,
whole liters.
I'm like, bro, how are you not hospitalized, man?
How are you not plugging
50% alcohol, fucking straight vodka, whole bottle.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah!
And all the people like fucking holding up the bottle.
100% regret that.
He's drinking
I want to see the aftermath. Or maybe I don't. Maybe I don't want to see the puke.
It's a fucking projectile.
Ew.
Yeah, dude, that shit's crazy. Like, I don't understand. Those people are so stupid. Like,
dude.
Do they not regret it in the morning at all?
Dude, what if they just have that high of a tolerance?
Every single time, they're like, but in the moment, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Bro, in the moment, all your friends are hyping you up, dude.
Yeah, but then I feel like usually when you're trying to, like, if you do that shit, you're trying to impress people, right? But, like, you just get shit-faced after you can't enjoy yourself. And if you're into a girl, then you're just shit-faced and you can't talk
in
to her.
And the next morning, you're fucking hungover as
fuck. Mm. Oh, man.
I have experience with that.
Hangovers?
Do you guys get
hungover?
No,
just getting shit-faced in front of, like...
Oh, he has a story about... Do you want to tell it?
I got shit-faced in front of the girl I like.
Yeah.
That was fun.
When?
Halloween.
Wait, when
Halloween
was this?
Though?
Last Halloween.
I think you told us that you blacked out. Did you tell us that?
But he didn't
tell
the story.
Black out. I didn't tell the... Did I tell the entire story?
No, you just said you blacked out.
Yeah.
Okay, well... My friend lives... Or she used to live in her own apartment.
Oh,
so
shit.
She hosted a Halloween party. And
do we know this girl?
Yeah. You know her.
I don't know if you know her.
She went to Templeton.
Oh, I probably don't know her.
Wait, I think I do know her. Wait. You already told me this story, but I don't fucking remember.
Okay, well, I'll just say it again.
You'll say it later. Whatever.
Halloween. Okay, first of all, before I tell the story, give me your guys' opinion on this. In your opinion, is this Halloween costume offensive?
What
is it? Do you guys know the show on Netflix called Daredevil?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Oh, no.
You guys know the show Daredevil, right?
I didn't watch it, though.
So the whole premise of it is he's a superhero, but he's in his alter ego.
Uh-huh.
He's a lawyer, but he's blind.
He's blinded
as a kid.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
his superpower is he can see with his ears.
His other senses are really strong.
And that's how he can, like, sense people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I didn't have any other costume ideas.
No.
So you said you were Daredevil?
No. But what I did have was
sunglasses.
A suit and some sunglasses.
Amazing.
Fuck, man.
So.
That's not offensive.
No. Because, like, my costume was the blind lawyer.
Yeah.
He's literally a blind dude. That's
his pretending
costume.
He's blind.
But,
that's a little offensive.
In my defense, I'm dressing up as a superhero. He's a superhero.
You're dressing up as a superhero, but from the outside perspective.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're dressing up as a blind person.
See, Amber doesn't give a shit. She's like, fuck this. What
offensive.
Do you mean?
But the thing was, like,
Aldrin just thinks about this shit.
I didn't go all the way with my costume. I didn't get like a walking stick. I didn't get the cane.
That is somebody else.
But the thing is, my friend, like, the same Halloween, like, I'm thinking, like, oh, no one's gonna think of dressing up as a blind lawyer. I'm a genius.
Wait, someone else did it too.
My friend dressed up as another blind lawyer.
Oh, shit.
But, like, the thing was, I dressed up as Daredevil. He dressed up as
he
dressed up as, like, a guy from, like, an Asian drama.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he had the walking stick and everything.
Oh, did you not see the post on Facebook, Colby? I think you should know. You should have seen this.
I think I did.
Mr. Busophiliac himself.
Oh my fucking God.
He had the suit, he had the walking stick, he had the beast.
He literally was like this for Halloween.
I did fucking fuck.
He was walking around with that walking stick. And I was like, I guess mine is kind of offensive.
At least you didn't go that far.
Yeah, I didn't go that far. I'm not walking around with the walking stick.
This is more offensive.
For sure.
Yours, you didn't have a cane.
I didn't have a cane.
Nothing.
I wasn't walking around acting blind.
You just
look
like a dude with sunglasses on. And
basically,
they ask you, what are you? And you're like, oh, I'm Daredevil.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, I get it. But nobody watched Daredevil at the party, so I was kind of alone there.
Yeah. For the other guy.
Oh, for the other guy. People on the street are like, oh my God, there's a blind guy on the street.
We try to cross the street. There's an old lady that comes up. Oh, let me help you there, dear.
Yeah, but little do they know, he's not blind.
He's not blind.
He's not blind at all.
Can you imagine that? Like trying to help someone across the street.
That'd be hilarious.
He's like, oh no, I'm not blind.
No, I'm just kidding, bro. This is for leisure. This for leisure.
Dude, I feel so bad.
Right?
Yeah, feel like an asshole.
Like you're gonna help like a blind person, but like. You later find out he's not blind.
He's like, yeah, thanks, man.
Got played.
Thanks, man. I got
thanks, man. I like the shirt, by the way. It looks nice.
Right at the end.
Did he say you like my shirt?
I just say that to everybody, you know.
I thought he was blind.
Nice shoes, buddy.
Is that how it works?
I don't know. Oh, no.
They're like, yo, it's a red light. Don't go.
Wait, continue with the story. This is
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I get to the party with my friend, Joey.
Yeah.
He drives me there. We arrive like an hour late. So everyone has already like... kind of gotten their shots in.
Yeah.
So everyone's like already settled. Like, you know, at the party where like there's those little settlements.
Yeah, like
one
corner.
Yeah, one group will be there, one group will be here.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, so I see the settlements and I'm like
settlements.
So I'm like, all right, fuck. I gotta get, you know, into the groove. I'm already an hour behind. Uh-huh. So like as soon as I arrive, a bunch of guys are like around the alcohol and like the chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
And because it's like a Halloween party. So candy and stuff, right? Yeah. So they're around like the counter and they see me and Joey walk in. They're like, oh, it's Aldra. I haven't seen him in so long. Yo, what's up, bro? I'm like, I'm greeting everybody. I'm like, I'm like handshaking everybody. Like, oh, long time no see, man. How's you been? How you been? And then one of them was like, yo, you just got here. You got to take some shots. I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And they hand me this vodka bottle, but it's like one of those like small vodka bottles,
like the Mickey's. Like,
I forgot what it was, but like it was like
is
a plastic,
like a little curved.
Mickey.
Yeah, it's a little curved. Yeah,
they're called Mickey's.
They're
called Mickey's.
So like, the whole bottle was basically like finished, but it was not finished. It's like there was like 1/4 of the bottle left.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's still like
decent amount,
right?
Yeah. Just to get you up there.
Yeah, but like, keep in mind, I haven't.
Did you
drank
eat?
Anything? I didn't eat that
oh,
day either.
Oh, you fucked up.
So like, I didn't know that it was bad to like
you fucked up.
Drink and not eat. Keep this in mind. Don't drink on an empty stomach.
Yeah,
it's bad,
dude. I drank on an empty stomach.
You're gonna feel like
on
shit
on my birthday.
Oh,
I didn't eat before.
Oh
yeah,
it's the worst
I
feeling.
Like went in, didn't eat. I still didn't throw up somehow. I'm so lucky.
Yeah, but like,
so lucky.
Fuck.
They hand me the bottle.
Did
and
you
like,
it?
And the thing is, okay, I'm waiting for them to hand me like a shot glass. But they're all drunk, so they're like, yo, here, have some. Open your mouth, bro. I'm like, all right, fuck, you know, I gotta get into the groove of the party. Fuck it, I'll drink this. So, like, I'm about to take a swig, right?
Yeah.
Like, just a little gulp of it. And then as soon as I put the bottle in my mouth, they're all like,
oh, shit.
Chug, chug, chug. And I was like, all right, I gotta do it. I can't disappoint them. So I chug the entire bottle.
Peer pressure.
And I'm like, I feel like,
all right,
you know, I'm
good job.
I'm
like, you beast.
Yeah. And they're all patting me on the back like, yo, you're amazing. You're crazy.
Thinking of that just makes me want to throw up.
Oh, no.
Just imagine the video of the guy chugging it.
Yeah.
Was it Smirnoff?
Fuck.
Was it Smirnoff?
It was just
some kind of vodka.
Like, you know that regular vodka that just tastes gross?
That's really gross.
Yeah.
Absolute. The basic
Fireball.
So, like, since I didn't, like, pace myself and I didn't eat,
Smirnoff
I went from,
is the
like,
shit that comes in the Mickey's, though.
Is it?
The
well,
red.
Like, Fireball does, too.
Mm-hmm. Fireball's not vodka, though.
No. I forgot but what it was, but it got me.
If it was clear, then.
Yeah. It got me fucked up.
Yeah.
But the thing was, like, as soon as I drank that, everyone, like, got hype. And then I was like, all right, talk to you guys later. I'm going to go talk to everybody else at the party, right?
Yeah.
So I walk around and I'm like walking around to like all the other parts of the room to talk with everyone because I'm friends with everybody there.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And
so fucking popular.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, I don't go out. I go out once a year. That's the thing.
Yeah, but when he does go out, he knows everyone.
The thing is, when I do like drink, I go from
zero
like
to
a 100? pretty antisocial guy. Like I'll talk
to the most
to like
social motherfucker.
I'll be the most annoying guy possible. To just like I'll walk up to you at the party, and be like, "Yo, long time no see, man. How you been? You know,
dude,
I haven't talked to you in so long, dude. I've missed you, man."
Josh is like that sober.
It's weird.
Josh is like that sober.
Yeah. Like sober
hey,
Josh.
How you doing? It's been a long ass time.
Sober
how
Josh is me drunk.
Basically,
that's what it is. So like I'm walking around talking to everybody because I get really talkative, but the thing is there's so many like groups in each corner of the room. I'm like rotating groups.
He's rotating
yeah.
And like I'm walking around, I'm like moving the alcohol
oh,
into my
fuck.
Like in my body.
Yeah, yeah.
So my vision gets
blurry,
and I'm really dizzy because I've been walking around for a good 30 minutes just talking to people.
Oh boy.
And then I think,
do you pass the fuck out?
It was it was Romeo. Romeo was like, "Yo, Aldrin, you're gonna be my beer pong partner."
Oh.
And I was like,
oh.
"All right, let's go, let's go."
Beer pong is easy. Fucking fun though. It but is. I get filled so easily because really? So much liquid.
Yeah.
And carbonated.
Yeah, it's fun carbonated too.
Yeah, that shit makes me puke fast.
I'd rather play with straight vodka though.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, I forgot to mention.
Are you Kobe now?
No.
Yeah. Yo, let's play.
Actually, though, I think it's more fun.
I would rather do it with water.
Really?
Beer pong with water?
Straight.
I'm just or
maybe rum and coke or something.
No. Like you could do like you could pour water into the cups, but on the side you have a drink. And every time they get into the cup with the water, you drink. Yeah.
So instead, you're not drinking dirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dirty drink. That's actually smart.
Yeah.
I always thought that kind of just. I actually thought it was kind of disgusting.
At some parties, they do that. Yeah. A lot of parties they do that.
The clean ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the greasy ones.
Because I thought it was kind of gross.
It is. Yo, what the fuck the fucking pong when it gets on the.
Oh yeah, when it goes disgusting. Under the couch and everybody has
and
to
you
go
throw
grab
back
it.
In, or they just dip it in the same water they've been dipping to clean it. They're like,
it's kind of disgusting.
This is the cleaning cup.
Water clean.
Yeah.
For the past 5 rounds, clean. Clean. No, but I forgot disgusting. To mention,
the water's brown and shit. Clean.
Yeah. At this party was the girl that I liked at the time, uh-huh. And I was planning on because. When I arrived, she was already there.
I can see this going downhill.
She was kind of talking to people.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the time, I feel like, I don't know, I kind of wanted to go talk to her, right? Because I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
So this was, but as soon as I entered, I drank the 1/4 bottle of vodka, right? So I was already gone.
Yeah.
And then my mind was gone. I don't know, I was gone. I was actually mentally gone.
Well, we were fuck it.
So I talked to everybody.
Yeah.
Except for the girl.
That's what you do.
Until the end. When I was peak drunk.
Yeah.
I went up to her. I was like, hey, how you going? How's the party? You enjoying the party? You enjoying the party?
You're already gone.
You enjoying the party? And I could tell I don't know. It was one of those things where in my mind, I can tell, oh, God, I'm drunk. Don't talk to her. But my body's I'm going to go talk to her. In my mind, I'm dude, don't do it.
Don't do it right now.
This is a mistake right now. Whatever you're doing, it's a mistake. But, my body went in anyways. I was like, you enjoying the party? You having a good time? I'm having a great time. I'm having a...
Yeehaw.
Oh, my God.
Sound like countryman.
And then... I think because I was moving around so much and I didn't eat, I eventually passed out I talked to her. And I passed out in the worst place. Where do you guys think I passed out?
On the couch.
On the toilet.
I passed out. On the toilet.
On the toilet. With your face in it, right?
My head is resting on the toilet seat. Because I just vomited in the toilet. And then after I vomited, because Josh was at the party.
Of course.
And he was my
he's your boy.
He's my boy.
Your guardian angel.
He's my guardian angel keeping me in check. So he sees me on the toilet seat. He's like, yo, you can't be on that toilet seat. I'm going to have to move you.
It's disgusting.
So we got other people coming in here, man.
Okay, no joke. I was so drunk that toilet seat felt the most luxurious.
It's a fucking bed.
I don't know what it was.
It's a fucking 5-star pillow.
Holy actually, shit, I was
this is why you don't drink, kids.
I was like, dude, I'm going to pass out right here. And Josh was like, no, dude, we got to get you up. Come on.
Drink water.
All right, fine, okay.
Stay hydrated.
So he
get drunk.
He gets me out of the bathroom, Kobe. And then he gives me my friend's. It's a big bucket for laundry.
Yeah.
So I didn't know where he got it, but he gave it to me.
Why did he give it to you?
Because he moved me from the toilet, so I had nowhere to vomit into if I needed to. So it was my.
Why did they just give you a fucking plastic bag?
If they give you a hamper, that shit goes through.
No, it's not the hamper, but it's a washing bucket. It's
Oh, in your kitchen.
That makes more sense. Yeah. Okay.
So you gave me one of those.
I thought you were talking about those baskets that have holes in them.
No.
Josh, Aldrin, I got you, bro. Here you go, man.
Josh was drunk too. He gave me the wrong thing. He's like, don't worry, bro. Wet. It'll filter out, bro. All the little
filter out the chunks. Only the liquid will go through.
You guys
hungry? You guys hungry?
My friend wakes up in her apartment, just like, all right, let me go grab my hamper real quick. I gotta go do laundry. Sees a bunch of chunks and they're just like, what is this? What happened to my hamburger?
No, don't waste food. You didn't eat anything.
Don't waste food. It was all liquid. Oh my God, I remember now. No, because I forgot about what my puke looked like.
Oh, no. But it was just liquid.
Can we not talk about puke right now?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, but like, shit. She's feeling
good. Yeah,
I'm not.
It looks like this.
My bad. It was bad.
You know what liquid looks like.
By the way, pour me another shot. I need to.
He needs it. He needs it.
You're not over there.
We're getting it. Yeah, don't.
I'm not
going to. Dude. Do not spill it on us. $600, man. Please don't.
Cheers.
Ah. All right.
Oh, yeah. So he drags me out of the bathroom, and I'm like literally crawling on the floor.
Shit.
Everybody else is like still chatting and like playing beer pong and stuff. I'm on the floor like just dying.
Continue.
And I have this bucket that's right in front of me like lying down, and I'm like, I don't think I can make it. I think I might pass out here. So I black out.
Oh, fuck.
I black out. And when I wake up, everybody's gone.
Yeah. What time is it?
I blacked out at maybe, I think Josh told me maybe around like 11.
That's so early.
What the fuck?
You
got the party at 6.
No, I
knocked out by 7.
I arrived at 9.
What the fuck?
No, but the party started at 8.
That's so early, though.
That's really early.
I probably like passed out at like 11.
Parties usually start at 9 or 10.
And you got smashed in 2 hours?
I got smashed because I literally just
like a party gets lit at like 11.
Yeah, like.
And 12.
Yeah, 11 or 12. Yeah.
And then when I woke up, it was 3 a.m.
You missed everything, dude.
And everyone was gone.
Everyone was gone except for Josh and my other friend John, because they were driving together. Yeah, they were taking care of me, and like it was just like the person hosting the party.
Shit!
And then like us three.
Oh boy!
And I was like, Josh, what happened? He's like, dude, you passed out. I'm like, what time is it? It's 3 a.m. Fuck.
Passed out for 4 hours.
Passed out for 4 hours. No one's here. I'm like, where is everyone? Like, oh, they went to go light fireworks. And I was like,
oh shit.
where's the girl I like? Because like at this point, I'm like kind of, it's like,
I'm realizing, fuck, what did I do?
And I'm like, dude, where's the girl that I like? Oh, he's like, oh, she left about like 2 hours ago. And I was like.
Like went home?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like my plan was like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I'll go walk her home when she's like, when she's done. But like, no,
you fucked up, bro.
Fucking.
That's like, you don't get smashed when the girl you like is there.
But the thing was, like...
Did you get smashed to meet her? Is that what happened? Holy
shit.
Why
are you laughing? What's this? What's
Amber's
this?
The opposite. Wait, Amber's like, yo, this guy fucking lives.
Yeah, tell your story. Tell your story. Mine ended on a very somber note.
Is it done?
Basically, like...
Yeah, just talk to
that was
after.
My first time actually having, like, a hangover.
Yeah.
Oh. The thing was...
Oh, describe your first time.
Josh was always a joy. Josh was like... He's a good friend. He guided me through everything. But, like, the one thing he didn't give me...
Water.
You should, if you ever have a friend that's really like drunk, give them water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Josh did not give me water.
He didn't realize like, oh, you start sitting.
Yeah. The thing was, he dropped me. He like, fingers. I was on his shoulders, like coming into my room. My room is right there, so he dropped me on my bed, and he's like, "All right, your water's right here, bro. Your bottle's like right next to your bed." I'm like,
"Is it empty,
dude? My bottle's empty. Can you like go refill my water?" He's like, "No, dude, I gotta go." I'm like.
I guess I'll die, whatever.
Fine, I wake up and I feel the shittiest I've ever felt in my entire life. And like, I'm thinking back to all of those like videos I've watched as a kid, just like, oh, when you're drunk, pho. When you're drunk, you get, or when you're hungover, you get pho. You know, it'll help with the hangover. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll order food. I order food. I vomit like 2 times right after I order the food.
Bro,
and I was like,
too fucking hard. Man.
I was like, oh my God, I'm never drinking again. Because like,
that's what they all
at
say.
At that point.
But look at you now.
Hey. It's mostly just vodka. Because like, when I drank that vodka, like the day after, I was thinking like, it felt terrible to just drink it.
Yeah.
So every time I have vodka now, I get like PTSD from Halloween.
That's me with another drink.
Which
same.
Kraken? Spiced rum.
Ew. I hate rum.
I don't like rum.
It's
54%.
My family would give me rum and coke. I'm like, this shit is actually fucking disgusting.
I think, it's 46%.
I tried Bacardi. Fuck
Yo,
that.
Bacardi's gross.
I hate Bacardi.
Champagne is disgusting too.
No, champagne is delicious.
I've never had champagne.
It's so good.
For my work event, we went to Gyukaku.
You probably didn't have a good one.
We had really, our shit was, it was $24 for 1.5 ounce.
How much is that? I don't know how much that is.
6 years age as well.
Oh, 6 years age?
It was like really expensive.
And you don't like it?
We spent $200 on shot, like on like just just champagne, and then we had shots too. The bill was literally like $700 for like five of us, which is ridiculous.
What the fuck?
Like our boss was like, "What the fuck?" And it's so I can't because you're supposed to sip it, right?
Yeah.
And I sip it, and I'm like, "Ugh."
Is it too sour for you?
I'd rather just down it.
It's so good.
Like, wait, what did it taste like? What did it taste like?
I don't even know how to explain it, dude. It tastes like fucking alcohol to me. Like it doesn't.
It tastes
good.
Like what? Juice to me.
Really?
It's yeah, sweet. It's so good. It's sweet
have
and sour.
Have you had ice wine?
That makes me cringe, dude.
Have you had ice have wine? Have you had ice wine?
What's ice wine?
No, I haven't. I don't.
It's so good. It literally tastes like juice.
Really? I'm basically it's a virgin good. When it comes to like alcohol. So whenever somebody says, "Oh, yo, have you tried the? Have you tried
anything?
This? Have you tried that? Have you tried that?"
Yeah,
I'm like,
dude,
no.
Don't like dude. Champagne's fucking gross.
He's like, dude, this is
so good.
I think.
Did you hate it at first? At least.
No. I didn't. I think it was good.
I've always liked it.
Yeah.
You should
try
it.
Champagne.
Dude,
they gave me so much.
It's good.
I'll try. All
right. It's kind of like wine.
Because we got three rounds of it, either. Right?
So wine's so good.
Like I've had
6 ounces of it.
I haven't had wine on its own, but I've had like.
Like what kind of wine? Oh, sangria.
I like sangria.
Wine's probably my favorite alcohol.
You guys are fucking nasty.
It's good.
What the fuck? I can't.
Just judging her. Wine
and soju.
I can't leisurely drink alcohol.
Really? Wine's really good.
I only down.
I like white wine. White wine's good.
I like both. I think white wine and red wine is good.
When I hit 30, I'll probably start appreciating that shit.
Are you guys like wine fanatics? Are you guys the guys that
like
shit?
No, not really.
The glass, you're like, oh,
I swear.
I do that shit for fun. I swirl it. It's like, swirl it, and then after I sniff it.
You guys know this?
I'm classy.
Sip it a little.
Pinky out in
it. Oh, it smells.
Fucking holding it like this.
You sip a little, swirl it around your mouth, get those flavors out, and then you drink it.
Do you guys know the show Basic to Bougie?
Oh, yeah.
No, don't.
It's like the show where they test. Like
it's with like Timothy Delgado and this like this
oh.
Brand, yeah.
This yeah
so they like bear. They test different foods, so they test like a basic food, so like mac and cheese or something, and then they taste test
like
a
the
bougie
version,
and then they try
so
to
it's like
guess
cheap
the price range
expensive.
Yeah. And then like they had a wine episode, and I found out like
they all taste the same.
The way that like you know when you like swish the glass around
that's how you figure it out.
That no it has like a term, like the term for it is called like the legs.
Oh.
The legs.
I don't know what it is, but
well,
like,
but like if you swirl it and then if you see like marks, it's
that's
sweet.
The legs of the...
If it doesn't,
what?
If like
if
there
it
are no
sticks
marks,
to the glass.
Yeah, if it sticks,
what
it's sweet.
Fuck?
If it doesn't stick, then it's
not
more,
as sweet.
You guys
are
wine connoisseurs.
You got some wine
connoisseurs. I feel like most people that are like 20 years old aren't into wine very much. Everyone,
I like wine.
I feel like most people are still.
I haven't had
into
wine on its own.
But like, what was it? Also, you're not supposed to hold up. Like, you're not supposed to hold up the glass. You have to hold the stem. The thin part.
Yeah.
You have to hold that part. Because
I swear to fuck
you,
God,
you don't want to warm up the wine.
This is like
it changes
a 30
the
old
temperature
person
of it.
Type of thing.
We got Kobe here. Kobe the,
yeah.
The old ass motherfuckers, man. That's why you're getting that weird ass cut, dude.
I know. I know.
Kobe's got that. Kobe's got that 30 year old hair.
Yeah, he has that. Like he just came back from the military.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah,
the fucking barber was like, "What kind of cut you want?
Yo,
just put a bowl
called,
right here.
It's called
shave around the sides.
It's called a fucking crop. It's called
is that
crop.
Called?
Is that what it's called?
A crop?
Yeah. If you search,
I kind of like it though.
I'm
like
kind of digging it.
Yeah,
I'm
kind of turning gay.
When he first started cutting
he looks
I was
more
like,
Filipino now.
What the fuck?
Yes.
No
joke.
He looks more Filipino.
You
know?
You could pass as one of my cousins.
But
not gonna
you're the only one who's Filipino.
He's the only
here.
One that's Filipino.
Once I cut my hair really short too, and I'm like, hair goes black.
Yeah, you know, experimentation.
Yeah,
I like short hair though.
I really want to try like a new hairstyle.
Really?
Go buzz.
Like buzz cut? Like, I don't know about buzz.
Oh, you don't
cut.
Like short hair?
Not me.
What? She got her hair cut. He's like, what the fuck is that?
Like when she got
when I first got a cut, it was like a month into dating, and he was like, yeah, looks good.
All right, the obligatory, like,
I trimmed my hair again last month, and I was like, hey, remember when I cut my hair that short? I wanted to do it again, but I didn't do it.
Like,
and he's like,
no.
Yeah, literally. He's being more real with me now.
He's being honest.
That's my favorite answer.
But last year, he wasn't being honest. He was like, oh, it looks good.
Because it's the beginning.
Yeah,
you can't say that.
He's got to, like,
he doesn't have an option in the beginning.
Yeah,
because if he's just like, nah.
When you're like, almost a year in, it's like, whatever, man. Does
that's
it look
when,
bad?
No,
yeah,
but like,
don't do that
that's
again.
When
she
real,
had, when
yeah.
she had her short hair, it's like, not bad. Yeah. But if I had to choose between the short or long, I'd choose
that's
the long.
That's the nice way of putting it.
That's the best
it.
Way to put
that's the
it.
Nice
that's
way
respect,
to say
that's
it
respect
ugly.
For you, Kobe.
Are you still friends with that girl?
Which girl?
The girl that you used to like?
Nah, dude.
Are you still friends?
Okay. So... it's very uncomfortable to talk about, but like...
Oh, you don't have to talk about it then.
No, it's fine. Whatever. It's nothing like too bad. I'll wait until is Tyler. What's Tyler doing? He's adjusting the camera right now.
He's gonna jerk off.
He's off camera to go jerk off right now.
Yes.
In my
There's lotion behind the camera.
He's just.
Guys, I'm finished. I love it.
5 minute intermission. He just needs 5 minutes to just crank it real quick.
I was talking about bangs. I got horny.
As soon as he started talking about bangs, he's like, guys, I just really need a minute. Just give me like a minute to crank it. I just need to like, I need crank to get this out
real
of the
way. Fucking quick, man.
I just, trust me, guys. I can get it done in a minute. Trust Don't worry me. About it.
Dude, but, dude, you do that shit for 20 years. You're fucking good at it.
Oh shit.
20 years.
20
man.
Years. 20 whoa. Years
born. Straight out the womb, he's just like, what's good? What's good, people? Yeah. The I'm first, ready to be born.
The first,
goo goo
the first thing the doctor
sees. You fucking
see.
Come out there.
The doctor's like, it's a boy. Oh, it's a boy, all right. He's doing it. Oh, he's, yeah. He's already
no
in the motion.
About it.
How
do you know
boy.
It's a boy?
He's getting it. He's getting her done.
Shows him off. He's like, oh, he oh, is a boy.
It,
he's a boy.
I get it now.
That's my boy.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. He's like,
he's starting young, you know?
Like, before he's born, they see, like, the ultrasound. He's like, what is that? He's moving.
What is he moving?
He's
oh
moving.
My God. Dude, my baby always kicks me. It's so much. Always kicking me in the front.
It's a very weird rhythm.
And then when they get the ultrasound, they realize,
yeah.
Oh, he's not
oh,
kicking.
Oh, he's kicking
not kicking. That's not a kick. That's...
Ew, let's not talk about newborns.
How do you even get to this conversation, dude? What the fuck? What is this conversation? It's the alcohol. Corey's not even drunk and he's into this shit. He's like, oh yeah, I like this fucking talk.
Yeah, yeah.
On our sober podcast.
You know how like the baby's kind of like their own piss?
No.
No.
What are you trying to say, man? What are you trying to say?
I'll stop right there.
Something about
right there.
Okay.
No. Oh my God. Like,
see, Amber's not into this shit. She's like, oh my God, who the fuck am I dating? Shut the fuck up.
In the previous episode, we're talking like, oh yeah, you know, back in high school, we had some fun time. This episode, fucking newborn, newborn jerk.
I'm just letting you know. You have wait, no, never mind.
Oh, let us
what's
know.
Good, what's good?
You can't just do
no,
that
good,
to us.
No, because when you were talking about your story, and then it reminded me of us.
Oh,
yeah, but I'm like, you still have a
that.
Chance.
I still
oh,
have a chance.
Oh shit! I'll just say how long ago. This is last year, bro.
The thing is, I had a chance,
but it's gone now.
But it's
gone.
A long time ago.
For
so,
sure.
So Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically,
so that's like 8 months.
Yeah.
That's too long.
Ah, it's so embarrassing because like
8 months.
And you haven't talked to her
know,
since,
like,
so it's definitely
know,
way too long.
I know, like
no,
now,
you still can. You still can.
My friend
hit
was
her up.
Telling me
hit
like, oh yeah. I know this person listens to your podcast. And I was
oh.
like,
oh.
Oh, yo. So
it's not, no, it's not who you think it is. It's not who you think it is.
Six, baby.
Yeah.
I think I know who it is, but I just can't remember
so
specifically.
But after that Halloween party,
where was
so
her
bad.
Locker?
Oh, no. The girl I like didn't go to Templeton. She went to...
Oh, but the girl who was hosting a party went to Templeton.
Yes.
Okay.
So, that, wait, so they know the host.
The girl that you like, do I know her?
Yeah, we already asked.
What elementary school did you go to?
Hastings.
She would did not she? Go to Hastings.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
You
never
so
find
basically,
out.
Like,
oh.
After that, I felt so bad because, like the next 2 days, like the next like month, I was like, damn,
feeling like shit about it.
Because, like, yeah, because like the last thing I said to her was just like a really drunk conversation,
really,
and then the
yeah,
last
yeah.
thing she saw
remember?
Of me was just me on the ground in
yeah.
my own fucking puke.
Yeah.
So like, I'm like,
disgusting.
Damn, how cool did I look?
Okay, never mind. No, the first time I met him, he was really drunk too.
Yeah, tell us the story.
No, but it. Like, I don't think she never. Well, like, I did I puke?
Colby's trying to cover this shit up. She's like,
did,
yeah,
but
I didn't do anything,
it.
Man.
You told me. You said you did, but I didn't see it.
You should have said you never puked, man. You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, but that was yeah. the. Do you want to tell?
So.
Of course, he's like, he's waiting.
So
okay, here we go.
First of all,
wait, before you do, I want to get in.
Oh, okay.
I want to have another shot.
Yo,
already.
I'm telling this sober.
Shot. You
I'm
need
telling
one
this
no,
sober.
No, bro. He's driving, bro. You're promoting drunk driving.
Nah, no drunk driving.
Okay, after this recording, place. Everyone's gonna be sleeping over at my place.
Yes.
No, we won't.
Okay, fine.
Do you want to start the story, babe? All right.
So
it was like year.
So this was.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Thank you.
So this was our friend's Christmas party.
Okay.
Mutual friend.
Mutual
I went to school with him at the time.
Yeah.
I'm not at that school anymore, but at
wait,
UBC.
You went to
I went to UBC for one
UBC
term. And then I transferred.
You went to UBC?
No, I didn't go.
No. With my
no, so,
our mutual friend.
So my friend, I knew him from cadets.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Cadets. Okay.
And this is like last Christmas.
It was in first year.
Yeah. Yo, Kobe's got the cadets haircut. That's what it is.
Are you going back? Are you going back?
He's going back.
That's what it is, dude.
No, okay. I never had this cut in cadets.
That's like cadets, but just barely at the borderline of too long. That's like you just made it in, right?
No, like for cadets, you just got to make sure ears.
You can't have this
ears.
Right?
It's just the ears. If you have like long hair,
your hair can't touch your ears. Your hair can't touch like the collar.
Oh shit!
And like your sideburns, it can go
past
like
your
the
earlobe
like the
or something.
Ear, like this shit.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. I can't join cadets. I'm actually fucked. I need a haircut.
Same.
Yeah. I can't join cadets.
They don't really care about the top as long as it's.
So you can have like literally a top knot. Oh.
Okay, like, just make sure
you
it's
need
tamed.
To hide it with a hat. And
yeah.
A lot of guys do that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah. So continue.
It was at a Christmas party. It was like a few days before Christmas.
23rd, to be exact.
Oh shit!
That's what girls do. They just know everything.
Do you remember? True.
I don't remember. I thought it was 22nd.
I knew the day.
Yeah, I knew.
Exactly.
No, but it was like a few days before Christmas, and then it was at a friend's. Like Christmas party, so we were like drinking, and
obviously,
then, before like my friends talked about her,
like
I got there a little later than everyone else,
so like because like I was single, and they're like, oh, like what about this girl?
Did they actually say me?
Well, like they showed me your Facebook.
I was seeing someone at the time.
Yeah.
I heard this.
And then so basically. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know.
I
didn't know she was seeing someone. But like,
so you were publicly single, but then you still had someone you were seeing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So at the party, she came, and then when I first saw, I was like, Oh shit.
Oh my.
So when she got there, like everyone started introducing themselves. I introduced myself and she's like, Oh shit.
Our mutual friend,
oh, he talked to me about you. Like, he's told me things about you.
I don't remember saying that.
She doesn't remember, but I remember.
That's your subconscious learning. That's what it is.
And then I was like, oh, what do you say about me? And then she's like, oh, just like stuff. Like, she didn't specify.
Okay.
No, it's because like, you guys were in cadets together. So, I don't remember. I actually don't remember.
So basically, like, throughout the night, I was like drinking.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's more light than me, so.
Yeah, I'm more light.
So you're trying to impress her and shit. Like, oh, let's take some shots, girl. Holy fuck, she's heavy. Wait, what the fuck?
What did I get myself into?
We actually played beer pong against each other.
Yeah, we played beer pong against
each other. We won. I won.
Of course. Yeah.
He's like, yo, let's loosen up a little bit.
Who were you with?
Let's take a couple shots.
Were you with Anna?
I was Anna.
Yeah, and I was with my friend Matthew.
He like missed every single shot. He like shot that way, that way.
Yeah,
oh, fuck. I lost. No way.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Gotta let her win, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so and then
it's
afterwards,
way more drunk than me.
Yeah,
I was pretty much like sober.
No, you weren't.
I was tipsy, but like I was sober at
she's
the end of the
flex.
Night.
She's that's trying to flex right
you
now.
Know, I was like 9 shots in, didn't even feel it.
No, I felt it, but like by the time I left, I was sober.
Okay, yeah. That makes
so
sense,
like
right.
She, but at the time, she was like, "Oh, I might sleep over." So I was like.
I gotta make an excuse to sleep over now.
No, I was already gonna sleep over. I was already playing.
Okay.
So when she was like, oh, I might sleep over, I was like, oh shit. Oh yeah.
Dude, that is lying. That's his lying to his friend. He's like, yo, you see that?
Shit.
Oh shit. I'm like, what? Shit.
Name the title of this episode.
The homeless dude? Oh shit. That's his lying.
So like I was trying to get her sleep over and shit. But then after, it's like, as like the night went on, she went, like she started to become more sober. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, that's not good.
Fuck.
Not good.
No, and throughout the night, he was like pretty like drunk. Like it's the most drunk I've seen him ever. And he kept taking my shit.
That's flirting.
What? During the night, I was like, I took her cardigan. I was cold. So I was like, fuck,
colder.
Whatever. So I took
this guy's the opposite of romantic. It's fucking
you know, the
cold.
Girl's like, see, oh, it's cold.
Yo, can I get that? You love me, right?
Yeah. I also took it to get her stay.
Oh, that's what you didn't know.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why we take shit.
Okay, so
that's why we take the bra and everything.
It was it was like 2 a.m. now, and then I was basically sober.
Yeah, she was sober.
And I drove to my friend's house. I'm like, okay, I was in contact with like the guy I was seeing at the time. I actually drove to his house after, but
Kobe.
But
I didn't know.
But he didn't know, and like he was still wearing my shit. He was still wearing my watch too.
still your watch, your cardigan, your hat.
I was actually here trying to leave this house, but then like it was Christmas, right? So it was like kind of snowy outside. There was like snow on the ground. There's ice on the ground. So I was trying to get like into my car, but it was such a struggle. It was literally like Mission Impossible getting to my car because he kept holding me back. He's like,
"Call me, you attached ass motherfucker."
And I was like. No, in my mind, I was just like, I literally just met this guy, and he's being so weird.
So weird, Cole.
That's how you know. That's how you know.
Oh, that's what you're doing wrong. You're not weird enough.
No, he was being so weird.
You gotta put yourself out there.
You gotta do it.
I didn't think much of it.
I would rather somebody do that than not do anything.
True. You know? At least you tried.
At least you tried.
I didn't think much of it. And
it worked. It worked.
It worked.
No. It didn't work.
Okay, never mind.
abort.
I didn't like that, actually.
I didn't think much of it because I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to leave. Like, this guy's just being weird.
But you knew he was into you at that point.
I didn't know.
She didn't know.
Oh, you okay.
Yeah.
He was like running down the street in slides.
He's like running into your house.
Wait, don't go. I forgot something inside. Wait, don't go.
Wait, I still have your watch. You still want the watch? I'm going to sell it. You still want it?
You don't come back, this is going to be gone by the time you see me next time.
I was freezing outside. Like, he eventually gave the shit back. But
yeah.
It was such a struggle getting everything back. But that's the story of how we first met.
Yeah. You're like, I'm actually gonna call the cops. Like, you're stealing my shit right now. Get the fuck away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so, because like most romantic stories started like, oh, so I was in Paris one time.
our eyes met.
I can't afford that shit.
No, Kobe's the dude.
I was fucking slam ass drunk.
Dude.
And I was trying to keep her from going.
I was like, don't go, literally, girl. Don't go. During the party, I'd be like sitting and he'd just be like,
no, yo. I wasn't like that.
Yeah, you were.
I had my arm around you, dude. But...
No, you were... I was sitting on the ground and he was on the ground.
Kobe's
and
just
he
trying
was
to...
Like, I wasn't... No, I Kobe's remember.
We have pictures.
I wasn't...
Bro, they got receipts on you, dude. You can't even see
anything.
You got the
receipts, man. You got the receipts, sister. Okay.
Check again.
You got the receipts.
Oh, I wasn't on you like that.
And then we show you the picture.
You were
like,
a little bit. No, I remember.
Not that much.
I'm thinking he was like...
Okay, not up here, but on the legs.
Oh, you on the legs?
Because he was on the floor. He was too drunk.
Because you drunk.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
You thought that was her head. You're just like really fucking low.
No.
Oh, you are sweaty, Aldrin. God damn. God damn, bro.
Don't touch me right now.
No.
But yeah, he was drunk the day we met.
Okay, continue.
That's basically it.
Yeah, that was it.
He was drunk the day we met.
Yeah, what happened? How'd you guys start dating though?
How did that end up?
So like,
I'm all here right
you're
now.
Like, oh, it didn't work. It didn't
he's
work.
A real creep. You're so like, so on the street. Like, so how does that work?
A month and a half, like a little over a month, we didn't really talk.
Yeah. No.
And then like,
he kept trying to hit me up.
Yeah.
Okay. But I didn't think much of it because I was seeing another guy.
Yeah.
You just
so like,
I was just like, this guy's just being friendly.
And then like, well, yeah.
No,
so,
literally,
like,
that's what I thought.
So my friends told me that like, oh, like she's seeing someone.
And you're like, oh, but then fuck.
But
oh,
like,
shit.
Fuck. Yeah, I was like, fuck.
Oh,
but
shit.
Like, maybe it's not true.
maybe she's just lying.
Yo, you the most optimistic motherfucker ever, dude. Like, oh, that's her kid? Oh, maybe that's her little sister. Maybe.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck, maybe it's not true. So I'm going to keep trying.
But yo, then, he was into you then.
But, yeah. But then they're like, no, she is. Like, after it's like,
our mutual friend was actually like, really like, he knew what was going on in my life. So he was just like, Cole, we don't do it.
Yeah. But then I was like, fuck it.
YOLO, man.
Fuck it.
Gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
So like, there's one night I was like, fuck.
It was after my, like my cadet sports night. We weren't in uniform or anything, but we were at Trout Lake Community Center and we were just like skating that night. So it was like really chill.
Yeah. So I was like, that night I was like, fuck, I really want to know like what's going on. Like if she is seeing someone, oh yeah, I'm gonna back off.
Did you ask?
But like if she isn't, let's go. Game time.
Let's fucking go. Game
this
time,
is
baby.
A month
so,
and a half.
NBA finals.
So like I like hit her up. Yeah. I was like, yo, can we meet here? And she was like, yeah.
I thought it was
sure.
really weird. I was
can
like,
we meet downtown in this alley?
No, it was really nearby.
Yeah. So like we met up and then I couldn't be like, yo, are you seeing someone? Because that would have been weird as fuck.
I thought it was really weird because it was snowing that night, and he was just like he was just like squatting like this. He's like, I'm not gonna say it. I don't know how to say it.
Dude, I was nervous as fuck.
He was like, I don't know how to say it.
Fuck.
That's how you talk.
Let me just like this.
So at this point, like, we've hung out once after once or twice, but it wasn't alone. It was with like our other friends, friend? like two other friends. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that night we met up. I couldn't ask. I couldn't be straight up and be like, "Are you seeing someone?"
Yeah.
So I had to fucking confess.
He stalled
and be
"Shit,
I like you."
Yeah, he actually said that.
Damn,
and like, are you seeing someone? Because if you are, I'm gonna back off.
That's good though. Right?
But if you're not,
that's where you made it. That's where you changed. That's where you won her.
In my head, I was like, wow, this guy has balls.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like, these days,
hard as
you.
These days, guys don't say that shit you know, in your face.
That shit was so hard to say.
Yo, what's up?
I really appreciate it.
You get more respect for that shit.
Yeah, you straight up, man. You straight up.
Yeah, guys don't do that these days.
That's real. Man, I was like, the hardest shit to say.
Usually guys do it over text now.
Like, that's fucking lame. Yeah. Most guys do it over text. That's lame as fuck.
I can't do that shit. You gotta be in person.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was hard. So hard to say.
That's how you know he's a real man.
So, like, she was like, and then she was like,
Wait, let me follow this.
Okay, so it was like a month and a half after.
You get manhandled, dude.
Okay.
Like, literally the day before, the guy I was seeing, he was like, this isn't gonna work out. So I was like,
he broke up with you? It's perfect. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah, so literally the day after, he's just like, oh, I like you. I was just like, what the fuck is going on with my life? Like, everything was just like, oh,
it's fucking okay. Disney tale,
like
man.
Roller coaster. So I was just I don't really know you that well, so let's just be friends. Let's get to know each other first before I say anything about you.
Well, but it's so much easier once you get that shit out on the table.
Yeah. Out of the way.
You be yourself.
Yeah.
And they know your intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, for, like, a few months, we've been, like, hanging and, like, getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And then...
I was really careful because before this guy was actually a rebound for me. I got out of a the guy before him was... like, the guy I was seeing was a rebound.
So you didn't want to rebound
And
again.
The guy... Before this guy was, I was like dating him and we had a really bad, like a really shitty breakup, So I was just like, I should stay single for at least like a year or something.
I respected that.
Yeah.
But like, I still wanted to hang out.
Detoxicate, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I think eventually I gave in. Cause
he's
too
charming.
He was really, he was pretty charming.
You opened
so.
Doors for her and shit, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You opened
in
the car doors for her?
Yeah, he did.
Bro.
Damn, Kobe, okay.
I always do that shit as a joke to Christina.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, you want this shit? Get the fuck in the car.
Yeah, he opened doors.
Yeah.
He bought me food. He took me places. So I'm just like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy who's like, if they complain, I'm like, fuck, I'll do it, but I'll make it really over exaggerated and embarrassing as fuck. We'll be in public, I'm like, here you go, madame. Open that shit. Get some-
Stop. Stop, Tyler. My God. Stop, babe. Hey, babe. Anyone else want to come through?
Babe, there's a puddle there. There's a puddle. Let me put my jacket on the puddle.
Exactly.
Take my jacket.
Take my jacket.
There's air conditioning.
No, it's like you pour a little bit of water on the floor.
Babe, you're hot. Babe, is it hot? I got you, baby.
Yeah, bring like a blow dryer.
Yeah. Bring like those like portable fans. You can squeeze them like this.
Yeah. But like... Like, through the months, I realized, like, how nice this guy was. So I was just like...
Yeah, Kobe's all right.
Kobe's
I'm
all right.
I'm all right.
No. I realized, like, how different he is from other guys. That sounds so cheesy, but...
Oh, my God.
That sounds really cheesy, but, like...
Yeah.
That's how you know.
He's a sweet one.
I didn't talk to Kobe for so long.
Fuck, yeah. Like, it's been, like, over a year.
We talked a lot in, like, grade 12.
Yeah.
Like, grad year. And then we graduated.
And then first
saw
semester.
Like one time. I hung out with him one time.
No.
That's usually what happens after high school, though.
No, it was more than once.
Was it? No.
But we saw each other at school, too.
Saw you once, bro. It was like one of the first days. Sure. It was like one of the first days I saw you. Well, and like, we went to go get McDonald's. You drove my car, remember? And the first thing
dude,
you said,
your fucking car.
Bruh, this car doesn't pull, man. It's so fucking slow.
Dude, your wheel's heavy as fuck.
They are. They're fucking heavy.
Yeah.
My car's really fucking heavy, like the steering wheels.
Yeah.
It's really heavy.
Yeah, it's like there's no fucking power.
And then after that, I didn't see you until like a month ago.
Yeah.
When I asked you to go to the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was literally like.
No, we went for food.
I know. But I asked you to go club. But like, so basically we never talked to each other. And I was like going through my contacts. I was like, I'm hungry. I need to find somebody to eat with. And I was going to, I was like, maybe this person. I was like, nah, I saw them last month. Nah. I was like, oh shit. I haven't seen Colby in like fucking 8 months. I don't know if you would even hit it off. Like you were even friends with him, right? But I was like, what's up? And every single time I call people, especially Colby, when I, it's the same thing. Every single time when I call you, I'm like, yo, are you busy? That's how I start every conversation.
That's what I heard today. You're like, yo, are you busy? Come to a podcast.
I'm really obnoxious. I'm like, yo, are you busy? And he's like, no. Well, what's up, bro? I just got home from work. I'm like, do you want to get dinner? You know? And he's like, I'm like, now? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm
baby,
like, yeah,
let's
I'll pick
dinner.
You up.
And he's
like,
baby, let's get dinner.
Fuck yeah, let's go. Let's I'm down. Go,
dude, it was literally like 2 minutes. 2 minutes about before. I got home. 2 minutes later, you fucking called
fucking
me.
Fucking perfect timing, dude. Because I bet you would have eaten 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
You were about to eat. Yeah, exactly.
Because I was like putting my shit Kobe's away. Yeah. Like getting ready and shit to eat dinner. And then you fucking called me.
I'm glad I called. Mm-hmm. That was a fun night.
This guy's down it for was. Anything.
Talk so much shit about Amber.
He's
I'm
down
kidding.
For anything. Yeah.
She didn't hear that.
Hmm?
What?
nothing. We didn't say anything about you. Yeah. Now, he didn't tell me much about you. He just told me that you were on like vacation in Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then he FaceTimed you for a second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. I was on the flight home.
Yeah, I know.
It was Thursday.
And
Thursday
you guys
night.
Were smashing.
Yeah.
Sounds hold on, what?
Weird. Yeah.
Hold on, what?
We smashed.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, we smashed together.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. In his room.
I was a little FOMO because I like Smash too.
Oh, you do? Oh, my God. You got a keeper, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's a keeper right there.
Got her.
But yeah, we've been together for a while now. Yeah.
1 year?
A little over a year now.
Yeah.
That's how you know. Any viewers out there that are like, oh, maybe I'm being too weird around her? No.
That's the way
to
their heart.
She's really understanding though, because
I'm
a little weird too.
If you're weird and you get the girl because you're weird, then that means that's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like I don't want a stood up girl. That's
you don't
like,
want to be fake, right?
Yeah, I don't want to be fake. Like,
you don't
want to
hide
my girlfriend to be stood up and like.
Yeah.
Then you reveal that one part about yourself, and then she's like, oh, you like that? Okay.
No. I'm like the weirdest motherfucker ever.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky I'm not single, honestly. I'm so fucking weird.
Wish I could say the same, but you know, that's how life is.
Yeah. Your relationship, though.
What's wrong? You talking shit, bro?
Remember high school?
I want to know
don't
about
worry
it.
About high school, man.
Oh, shit. Okay, I remember that.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't even remember this shit. You guys should tell
what?
Me
what? I want to know.
Oh,
nah,
shit.
My girlfriend currently.
Yeah, his girlfriend currently.
We were on and off for 3 years, 4 years. Because I was interned in like grade 11 and grade 12. But then like we didn't get together officially until like end
after
until
high school.
We graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we missed banquet and all that shit.
That's fine.
And all the photos, yeah. Which is fine with me. But like we dated like 3 times.
Yeah.
Individually. We dated like in grade 11 and then we dated in grade 12.
And then after high school.
And now it's been 2 years, so we're like kind of set.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
It's stable now.
How about you, Aldrin? I'm just kidding.
All right. So I've been single for about 19 years now.
Nah, dude, you got fucking like 81 years to go, man.
Yeah. Until I rock.
Aldrin, you just got to go for it.
Until
you
dead.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, I've been going for it for the fucking.
He actually went for it, though.
Yeah.
Like, get the balls. Kobe.
Like, okay, so as I was saying,
Kobe
before,
doesn't hit on that many people either, I feel like. Nah. Yeah, he's selective, so you're lucky.
So, like, before that whole fiasco, my whole idea of it was like, I don't want to put myself like out there too much, because you know I'm like.
But you did.
I'm like pretty like not gonna lie like
pretty shy guy.
I'm a pretty shy guy.
Yeah.
Especially when sober. So like I kind of want someone that's like.
You must be drunk.
At
all
least
the time.
Understanding. Like if I was drunk all the time, people would fucking like either really
hate
me
you.
Or really love me.
Yeah.
Well, if you were drunk all the time, you'd have like 2,000 Instagram followers now.
No fucking joke.
You'd actually be
like,
so popular.
Me when I'm sober,
be
I'm
on
like.
Your stories
yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah. I'd be like, oh yo, this guy sings. He fucking dances. He's fucking funny.
You sing?
Yeah, dude, he's Filipino. What do you expect?
Oh,
he's
that's
Filipino,
true.
Man.
Why aren't you serenading the girls?
That's the default. Yeah.
Yo, I have a theory. Not gonna lie.
What?
Because I am Filipino.
Yeah.
And I've met so many Filipinos in
that
my
can
life.
Sing.
I know the whole spectrum for any Filipino like second generation. Like the first generations, they move here and then they start a family, right?
Yeah.
For second generations like me or anyone that's like grown up in Canada.
Yeah.
I have a theory for what like what they're good at. All right, so like. If you're Filipino, you're either really good
singing and dancing,
singing, dancing,
how come?
Or like I don't know, like playing an instrument or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Music. Like one of the three. Music. Anything just, music related.
Filipinos are really good at dancing.
For some reason. Yeah.
No joke. Cause like I was asking my mom, like, why, like, what did you guys do when you grew up? Cause like my mom grew up.
Like, not here.
In like.
In the Philippines.
Rural, like, Philippines.
Oh, Philippines, yeah.
Like
yeah.
just nothing to, like, no TV.
Nothing to do.
So all they have is like hanging out with friends with like a guitar.
Oh shit.
So all they have.
So that's became that's legends, how they're really good.
It's like music, right? Yeah. But like, I always thought like, huh, maybe I was just like, you know, maybe my genes just made me like, oh, maybe I'm good at singing. But like, I remembered like just
back
randomly
when they would
one
play
day.
Music before,
like when I was growing up, my mom would like take me to my godmother's place to take singing lessons.
Oh,
I just,
what
like,
the fuck?
I just remember this. And like, I don't know why. I never thought of it as singing lessons because it was me and my cousin.
You're just
so
chilling.
You guys like having
just,
fun.
Like, chilling.
We were chilling at my other cousin's house, but like, the whole purpose of us being there was singing lessons. So like for like an hour after playing with my cousin, my godmother would bring us up to the upstairs. She's like, okay, sing this song. I was like, somewhere over the rainbow. Like,
yeah,
like that
you actually cracked the code. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude? No,
fuck.
Like I guaranteed fucking.
Damn.
If you're Filipino, your parents have put you in some sort of singing lesson at some point in
That's
your
crazy.
Life.
Dude,
yo, Aldrin, you can sing? Learn how to play guitar.
I've been trying. It's hard.
Guitar is the sexiest instrument, right?
Yeah, because he can play.
You can play guitar well? Yeah. Or just like basic level?
Basic.
Like chords?
A little
like
over basic.
A little bit of
I can do finger picking.
He can
finger
do
pick.
A few songs.
Yeah.
I'm,
but like
really I'm at that level too. I'm like so
nine,
basic.
Because I took guitar in grade 9.
Yeah.
So I like played.
Oh,
I learned
he can play.
Yeah.
He's brought it over to my house before.
Yeah.
Has he serenaded you? Has he gone outside your house and started singing? Like he threw a rock at your window.
Are you
like,
singing, Colby?
I can't sing.
No, Colby should do
I
that.
I can't sing for shit.
Come on, give us
a
verse. Give us a
fuck
verse.
Fuck that. No, no.
We got
a little
you.
Bit
if
of
you ever, want to serenade her for like your 15th anniversary
R&B
or something.
You know R&B music, right? You know all
you
the R&B lyrics.
Us? We'll start
you come
singing.
In with that Mario shit.
You'll be the backup
singer. Yeah, we'll be your
second,
like,
we'll be backup. We'll be doing harmonies.
Like, voice to men.
Exactly.
We'll be your background
vocals.
Exactly. Like, that'd be so
and we'll be, percussion. We'll bring that fucking box. You know
it's
what it's
like,
called?
Oh, shit.
Like that
exactly.
shit?
Exactly. We'll
like,
be boxing and shit.
Boots
we
and
got
cats.
You, man. We got
boots
you.
And
boots
cats.
And cats. That's
That's
what I'll
OG.
Do. Yeah. But I feel like there's that. It's like you're either like you can't play guitar. Or you like play guitar, but you can't impress people with guitar, and then you impress people with guitar.
Yeah,
I can't play guitar, so even with
even that's impressive.
Yeah,
My
guitar is hard to pick up because like I feel like if you don't play it a lot, then you don't.
My hands are really
calluses.
Small, so
well, like,
I can't do it either.
He's got long ass
like,
fingers, so he's cheating.
Yeah,
it doesn't even count. He's not even.
He
counting.
Can do
I
them
hate,
bar chords
hate,
real well.
I hate fucking bar chords.
Yo, bar chords hard as hell.
Bro, my shit can't even reach, man.
My fingers.
His fingers not long enough.
For the I reach four chords. I reach
four
strings and it's done.
Four
strings.
All six.
I come in with the second finger to finish the bar chord and use my fucking foot.
He has to do this for the bar chord. He has to connect two fingers.
Dude, my fingers are too skinny. It hurts.
Yeah.
Nah,
so
not used
at least
you,
have
you haven't
fingers.
Developed finger strength.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. I grew up playing.
If
like,
you watch you watch Griffin play guitar. It's crazy.
Dude, Griffin's good.
Griffin's so good at guitar. Like you give him chords, you're like, oh, play like this, play this. That's what I love about Sharon Griffin is that like when we listen to a song, we want to cover it. They can pick up the chords so quickly.
Yeah.
And learn it.
I can't do that.
Like, not gonna lie,
I'm the least talented, by far.
Coming from like a heterosexual male. Griffin is one attractive dude.
Is he?
Just
he
like
is.
As like a whole package, he can sing.
He's a fucking.
He's fucking.
Is this someone you know?
Buff.
Yeah.
He's a ripped ass motherfucker.
Yo, does he gym?
Yo, he's.
I'm sure he's just like.
He's
I'm
whipped,
pretty sure
he's
like he's naturally
fit,
like.
He's musical
fit.
And he's smart.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy. So when you said Griffin, I thought of the DJ.
No. Just picture this like.
He's basically like that.
He's like a triple threat.
He's like that guy that everybody
like if I would
like in high school.
Yeah.
Like early on, like grade 8 and grade 9, at some point, plays like good guitar really well. He can sing really well too.
Yeah.
That's
smart.
Why, like,
fit, really smart.
So he's attractive. Yeah.
I've always been
basically,
worried, like, if I ever did get a girlfriend,
I
would never want to show
and
Griffin.
I as a package are better than Griffin.
Yeah.
But
I would never want to show my girlfriend to Griffin.
He's that dude.
Because then, like, if I show my girlfriend to Griffin, she'll be like,
yo, Griffin's in a relationship and he'd still steal your girl.
No, the thing is, like, if I, like, What do I have? Like, if I show my girlfriend the Griffin, she'll be like, oh, yeah, so my boyfriend can, like, I guess he can sing, but this guy can sing, and he's hot, and he's smart.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God.
What am I doing with my life?
What about Aldrin? Like, she'll start looking at me differently, like, just like, why can't you work out like him?
Griffin.
Like, why can't you be like Griffin?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm trying.
The girl you're into, you like impress her. You're saying like, damn, he's good. And then you hang out with Griffin at the same time. You're like, oh, he better though.
Yeah, fuck, he bad.
You versus the guy she told you not to worry about.
Exactly.
I love Griffin to death. He's one of my like
Dude, Griffin is close friends. So nice.
I love him. I actually
he's
like
so
love
ridiculously
him.
Nice.
Do you guys go to high school with him?
Yeah.
So y'all
he's
homies.
Really, really humble.
The thing is, like, in high school, I was never really that close with Griffin. Just because, like, the people that he hung out
with
were different.
It's harder to get close to Griffin. I was never that close to Griffin, but I hung out with him for music reasons.
I feel I'm closer with him now than I ever was, just because, like, we hang out with, like, the same kind of people
right now. How is your...
Does he play Smash or no?
Yeah, that's why I meet him every now and then.
How is your high school, like... Like your grade.
My grades?
No, yeah. Your grade. Like
you don't want to know about my grades.
How big was your grade class?
Are you trying to embarrass us?
It was like 150.
How big was your grad class?
150?
That's pretty small.
How's the dynamic?
All right, so basically there
we had,
was like...
We had cliques.
Yeah, a lot of cliques.
But we're all nice to each other.
I was weird, though. I had a lot of cliques. I fit into a lot of groups.
You were with me, and then you were with Holly. And then
another
Laura,
with Holly,
and then
Laura.
Selena and all that, and then Colin and all them.
Yeah, I had a huge list of cliques. I kind of get along with like everybody.
That's good.
Yeah. But then
so
I
you're
lost
a floater.
All, but then I lost all my friends.
Not a few of them.
Kind of relate.
Yeah. I have a few left.
That's pretty...
What do you guys think of the dynamic of your high school?
Well, like everyone was nice to each other.
In like
there was
great,
actually
like,
very little beef.
Grade 8 to grade 9?
High school was pretty
dude,
good.
Dude,
like, grade 8 to grade 9, everybody was friends.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
I
really
could
nice.
Go, I could go talk to Kobe. I could go talk
yeah.
to...
Yeah, there's actually like no like legitimate there. Beef. Any beef was like very temporary.
Yeah, the only
beef... was either like a breakup or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could squash the beef like...
Or some guy maybe wants to beat me up for a second.
What was it? Like in our grad, there are a lot of fights.
Really?
Oh, you told me about it. Kobe told me how he would stop fights.
Oh, that was the younger kids, though, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, that's other grades.
There's somebody who broke a window. They smashed the window.
With their, like, bare hands?
I don't know what they broke it with, but I just remember hearing the shit. Yeah. And the fucking window smash.
Yeah. I remember that. Was that somebody punching it?
Yeah, Josh stopped the kid or some shit. He's like, break it up, guys. Break it up. Mm.
Yeah.
Break it up, guys.
Oh, you're going to spill the alcohol.
I'm sorry.
Might as well drink it right
Josh
now.
Josh is weird. Josh is like an interceptor. Like you saw on the bus.
Yeah.
Josh literally like fucking, he likes to intervene on shit and like fix
stuff. Oh, yeah, we saw that.
Josh is fucking
God
weird.
Is the
Josh is that guy. That's not even surprising. Alderman.
Yeah. Oh, but nice my grad class was 450 people.
Holy
That's a fucked up.
So you hate a lot of people.
My life throughout high school was really weird because it was so separated because there's so many of us. So many cliques. And like, I wasn't at part of any of the beef really, but like I'd hear about it.
So like people, you would literally like not know about some people then.
Yeah, some people like I was sitting in my grad and there's some people walking across the stage. And I'm like, I've never seen you in my life.
Yo, not gonna lie, there were like 2, 3, 4 people.
No, for me,
there's
so many people.
In our grad.
It was mostly international kids.
For mine, yeah, it was international. Some international kids.
Some special program kids. Like, I've never seen them.
But my school is a lot of
international
kids.
Everyone in mini school, like the regular.
99% of our grad, we knew each other.
Yeah.
That's nice. I didn't. Or like.
Just like few.
Yeah. We weren't close at all. So like hearing about you guys, like we were never like all friends or anything.
Yeah.
In grade 8 and 9, because there's 450, like 440.
That's why everyone liked each other because we had no options.
I kind of wish I went to a smaller high school.
No, but
really?
That's kind of a downside with like large schools.
My
because,
high school
like, there's so many people,
was,
like you don't know who the fuck to hang out with.
Yeah, my high school was 2,200 people. I didn't like high school that much.
I was so antisocial in high school in the beginning.
I
was like the weirdest kid ever.
Dude, remember your fucking bottom lip?
My bottom lip?
You had
lip?
A bottom... What? What's my wrong hair? With your bottom
Yo,
lip?
Remember your... What
I
was it,
show
your
you guys
school
my
photo?
Photos.
School I think I have it in my phone.
Yo. No way, dude.
Did you...
What
did
the fuck was wrong with my lip, man?
Did you guys ever... like, you guys know the Arcona photos, right?
Yeah.
That shit was rough, wasn't it? Like, they'd be like, okay... Turn your body.
Can you,
body
tilt,
like
can you
this.
Tilt your head?
And then tilt your head.
180
just a bit
degree,
more,
please.
Bit more. Bit more.
Head down.
More.
Head
okay.
down.
So you're like this, and then they're like, "Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, that's great." And you can tell they're like, they're judging you. They're like, "Is this really good?" Did you guys ever have a year where you were like,
"What is
kind
the this
you were
a good
like
angle?" Yeah,
proud
perfect.
Of your video
perfect.
Or proud of your picture.
Yeah, I think my grade 11 photo was the best.
Yo, my glow up photo was pretty good.
I'm
great
so
time.
Sad.
Yeah,
my grade 11 picture, everything like.
Do you have your flashback photo?
Everything on that thing was perfect except for my haircut.
Email?
Mm.
They email you it.
My haircut
oh,
and my grade 11 picture literally made me look like a butch lesbian.
Huh? Oh shit.
I don't know what it was. Like,
yeah.
I actually kind of explained it. I just like everybody looked at my picture like, "Damn, you look really feminine in this picture." I'm like, "Why?"
Yeah, I went from really introverted.
You look so pretty, Aldrin. Like,
oh my god.
Oh my god. Snatched.
No. Don't say that. I don't want to have the word snatched associated with me right now.
Yo, that's Aldrin's fucking nickname,
that's
now.
That's my fucking.
Yo, he is snatched. He is snatched.
At least it's empty. Okay, it's I do kind of wish I went to a smaller high school, though. But I only went there because I was in French immersion, so I speak fluent French.
French immersion?
Oh, yeah, I did it for 12 years.
Wait, what elementary school?
Kind of immersion.
I went to Douglas. I don't think you guys know where that is.
My friend Brandon went to French immersion.
French immersion.
Brandon went to Hastings.
French intense.
French intensive is different, though.
Yeah. No. Like,
it's very
like,
different.
Basically, French immersion is like. Oh, yeah, they're learning French.
Yeah.
French intensive is like, you can learn French on the side.
Yeah, on the side, like kind of intensively.
We were literally the dumb. Like, I don't know what it was. Okay, the thing was, I had French intensive. So, the thing is, so like, yeah, I had French intensive.
Uh-huh.
So,
she's judging you.
The way I'm like, the way I learned it was like, the whole day was English, except for like 1 hour of like French time.
That's so little.
That French period, right?
Yeah. No, in elementary, everything was in French.
Yeah. For like, my friend was telling me like, we went to Quebec. We were like,
yeah, we went to Quebec in grade seven.
Hour we were speaking French. Mm-hmm. I was like, really?
For Hastings, they went to Quebec.
Yeah, for Hastings, that's where you went.
I went to Quebec in grade seven and we stayed with an exchange family and like, we literally just speak in French.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Like they knew a bit of English, but like we mostly speak French. That was like my peak of my French level. Like in grade seven, when I was 12 years old, that was like the peak of my French level.
Are you still fluent though?
I can understand like 100%, but my speaking is definitely very rusty now. Conjugate my verbs.
We went to a cheese place down Hastings Street.
What the cheese fuck? Place.
Fromage.
Fucking French.
Fromage. Like, I don't know what. Okay, the thing was, the way our high school like organized us, it was weird because obviously our. Like level of French wasn't the same as yours because you guys like spoke French every day, every hour.
Of every hour.
Mine was basically English, but just had a French block.
We also had a French block.
Like only,
this is elementary school.
Yeah. Like the only class we didn't have in French was English. We had science and math in French. We had everything like socials in French. We had everything in French.
Shit. That was like respectable, but like when I got to high school,
fuck that shit.
They asked my parents like, "Oh, did your child take like a French class?" And they're like, "Yeah, intensive French." And I don't know what it was, but they gauged intensive French
immersion French
is the same. So like, grade eight. I'm like really nervous about going into high school. They're like, "All right, you're going into grade 10 French."
Oh shit!
You know what? You're already nervous about going into high school. How about you meet these 10th graders? So I meet our friend Brandon for the first time in.
Yeah.
You met him in high school.
Well, like, Brandon took French immersion.
No, but like, I met him in grade eight because we had the same French class in grade eight. So like, in grade 10 French, there were like a couple of grade eight students. It was like me, Brandon, and like a couple other people.
I thought you met him like from elementary. I don't know why.
No. He was about to go to my elementary school.
Really?
But then like his parents were like, "No, don't go to intensive French. It's bad. Let's go to French immersion."
Fucking Aldrin goes.
No, but
to
it
that
was
shit.
Actually so bad. Like when I got into grade 10 French, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, dude. They like that's why I had to make friends with Brandon because he's fluent in French because he's spoken.
So he'd help you.
Yeah, I was like, "Yo, bro, what does this mean?" He's like, "All right, that means
they got stories in French."
But we were so bad as students.
Slackers, man.
I don't know what it was. I was
just really
bad because
you could, man. He's fucking fluent, man.
Yeah, Brandon was like, he had the potential to be such a good student, but he was like, "Nah, fuck it." You know?
Yeah, that's usually how it is.
A lot of people in my year, like my French immersion year, they quit like in grade 10 or grade 11 because it got like... The higher you go, the less classes you have in French and the more the drag of like French class is. But for me, I was like, I already made it this far. Like I wanted to quit in grade 11 because it was such a drag and I kept skipping in grade 12, but I still got a pretty good mark. But
okay,
but like, I just wanted to graduate with a diploma. So I just tanked through it and it was It was still really shitty, but subtle in grade, flex. Like, subtle. Since grade 7.
You know, I barely tried. I got 95%.
Like, my French, like, it just went up until grade 7, and then, like, it peaked in grade 7, and then went down.
Yeah, me too. Shit.
So, me too. It's Sorry really rusty life, now, man. But whenever, like, I work and we get French customers in, I still I can still eavesdrop and just listen to everything they're saying.
I swear to God, I never hear French.
I can understand it.
Whenever sometimes, I would work before. Like, when the place I work, there's a lot of tourists. So,
which kind of makes sense.
At Herschel in Gastown. So, we get a lot of tourists from like either Quebec or France or other
That's
European
so
countries.
I swear to God, I never recall a French speaking person in my
life. I do. A lot.
In your life, you've never encountered a French person.
And I just, like, French. I can eavesdrop on them. I'm just like,
speak to them in English and then they talk shit to you in French right after.
No, I think they're really nice. They're usually really nice.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It's usually the Chinese people who talk shit about you.
Yeah.
And then you're fluent in like Cantonese?
I am, in Mandarin.
And Mandarin?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Damn. Like, understanding wise.
Quadrilingual, you all?
That's a power couple right there, dude. Shit.
Bro, 1 + 5, 1 + 4 languages, 5 languages, man.
He can speak Cantonese.
Kobe puts on his resume.
2 + 4, 6 languages.
I speak 6 languages.
Wait,
on my resume.
We're 2 together, right? Our couple, baby.
I'm
English plus
I'm
English.
Moderate. The thing is, like, I'm Filipino.
Do you speak
Tagalog? I know more
kind of
Japanese than I do Tagalog.
What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you not fluent in Tagalog?
Okay, the thing is, I'm the youngest of 3 brothers.
Yeah.
Oh,
so my first brother.
So the youngest siblings always at worst.
My first brother.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm
no, legit. My first brother.
Too, dude. I still don't know Kanto.
Because he grew up in the Philippines, right?
So my brother's like,
oh, we don't need to teach. Oh, we'll teach him some English, right? Because we're going to move there eventually. And then my middle brother, they were like, oh, we'll teach him full English, but we'll also teach him some,
right,
like,
now?
Yeah. Tagalog,
right?
Yeah. When I got the me,
so
they were like,
it's
all right,
Kobe,
this,
your mic closer, by the way.
This is our baby.
Yeah.
This is our little baby.
You're debating me.
We're going to, like, keep him in only English. We're never going to teach him a single word of Tagalog in his life.
Nice person.
Just because he grew up in Canada. So now I don't know anything about Tagalog. And every time I go to, like, a family reunion, or like
everyone's
any
speaking
sort of
Tagalog.
Like, they're like,
yo,
la, la, la.
I hate that so much.
They're like, Aldrin, la, 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 and then they laugh, and I'm like, you talking shit?
Do you not understand it?
No, because like they don't tell me. Like my parents didn't teach me how to like.
Dude, that's every
they didn't
single
teach you
fucking.
How to speak?
But not even your
brother for me too.
So you
dude.
Only know
not
how to speak English.
Yeah, but like,
oh, it's kind of shitty.
I know, and like. Every time
kinda,
I talk to my uncles and aunties, they're like, oh, you go to the Philippines, you'll be famous, you'll be an actor, because they really like people that speak English. I'm like,
I don't speak
but I don't speak Tagalog, so like, how am I supposed to survive?
My first language was Cantonese. Same. So like, when I was out of the womb and everything, they start just talking to me in Cantonese.
Basically,
they didn't start speaking in English with me until like up until right before preschool, like when I was 4 years old, when they started teaching me English. So I think like in the future, if I were to have a kid, I would speak to them in Cantonese first.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to lose that language.